vet just nu vad segnen det var gör blir till bröpar varje år. Du är helig, du är helhet, du är närhet. Hela kosmos lover dig, Hosianna, 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 Hosianna var god. So, what language was that? Swedish. And now we'd like you to join with us on hymn number 525. That Swedish hymn is in this Lutheran worship book. 525. We're going to sing the whole thing together in English. And the next time through, it's going to be women first and then men on the canon. We'll call you in. Here we go, all in English.
You are holy, you are whole, you are always evermore than we ever understand. You are always at hand. Blessed are you coming here, blessed are you coming here to your church and wine and bread, raised from soil, raised from dead. You are holy, you are wholeness, you are present. Let the cosmos praise you, God, sing Hosanna in the highest. Sing Hosanna to our
and the women,
God.
You.
We're going to start at the top.
You are holy, you are whole, you are always ever more than we ever understand. You are always at hand. Blessed are you coming near, blessed are you coming near to your church and wine and bread, raised from sorrow, raised from death. You are holy, you are wholeness, you are present. Let the cosmos praise you, God, sing Hosanna in the highest. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna.
Everybody, sing Hosanna,
sing Hosanna.
Nicely done. We'll be singing not much more, maybe a one other one out of the hymnal. And also we hope you all have Marty's collection. There's more of them up on the piano if you need it. And a little supplemental song sheet. Those are the other two. So we'll be singing a few things ourselves, but mostly with you.
In this book, Singing Our Prayer Together, could you please open it up to page 2? I had said earlier that I wrote some songs at Holden. This one, I wrote it in the living room of Chalet 1. It was Rainbow on the Mountain. I think that was the theme. And this is based on the canticle in the book of Daniel. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are thrown in the fiery furnace, and then they proceed to sing this song in the furnace. I don't know who's writing it down, but they sang this song. And you have got all the solos, but that's us. So you just sing the all. And before I forget, if there's anybody, a kind soul, who tomorrow could take Brian Johnson and or me to SeaTac, we would appreciate it, because we'll never make it if we walk. So we assume somebody might be going there.
Just like a musician to think of this now.
Right? You're lucky I got it in this early. Yeah, well, you could just talk to Brian or me. We're leaving on the slow boat to Chelan.
Do you want him to practice the Bless Your Make?
Do you want to practice the Bless Your Make? No, these guys are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it. Just join along. All you works of God, every mountain, star, and tree, bless the one who shapes your beauty, who has caused you all to be one great song of love and grace, ever ancient, ever new. Raise your voices, all you works of God. Sun and moon,
bless your maker.
Stars of heaven,
chant your praise.
Showers and dew,
raise up your joyful song.
All you works of God, every mountain, star, and tree, bless the one who shapes your beauty, who has caused you all to be one great song of love and grace, ever ancient, ever new. Raise your voices, all you works of God.
Okay, thanks for today. Winds of God,
bless your maker.
Cold and winter,
chant your praise.
Snowstorms and sleet,
raise up your joyful. Caused you all to be one great song of love and grace, ever ancient, ever new. Raise your voices, all you works of God.
Night and day,
bless your maker.
Light and darkness,
chant your praise.
Lightnings and clouds,
raise up your joy. Of God, every mountain, star, and tree, bless the one who shapes your beauty, who has caused you all to be one great song of love and grace, ever ancient, ever new. Raise your voices, all you works of God. Wells and springs, seas and rivers, whales in the deep,
raise up your joyful song.
All you works of God, every mountain, star, and tree, bless the one who shapes your beauty, who has caused you all to be one great song of love and grace, ever ancient, ever new. Raise your voices, all you works of God. Raise your voices, all you works of God. Good. Yay! singing. Okay. This next piece is actually from a musical, Feast of Life, which was taking stories from the Gospel of Luke. And, of course, the writers of each gospel gave us a different lens. And Luke is the gospel in which Jesus is eating all the time and always with the wrong people. This isn't about eating, but I think Jesus was on the way to the meal and someone stopped him. And this is the parable he told. I wrote the page number on it. It's on the stand over there, Mary. I got a new handout, and I don't know it. Page 25. And I'll do the entrance. It's sort of a Midwestern agricultural recitative.
You and me, or just you?
Oh, no, let's do it together. Yeah. Do you start it? Okay. This has been just passionately rehearsed.
A rich man had a bumper crop. It filled his barns up to the top.
My soul, he said, I have to stop. It's more than I can carry. I know. I'll build more barns, the very best. I'll fill them up, then I'll take my rest. I'll dress up in my finest vest to eat, drink, and be merry.
But God said, oh, you foolish man, so lost in all your futile plans, this night your soul returns to me, and where will all your riches be?
Here's your part.
Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things that last. Come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be.
What do you gain from all your worry? What you should eat or what to wear? There is no gain in stress or hurry. Do you not know that you are held within God's care?
Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things that last. Come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be.
Look at the ravens high above you. They do not work their whole life through. And yet God feeds them and protects them. So how much more will God protect and care for you?
Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be.
You free.
Seek the things that last. Come and learn from me. Where your treasure is, your heart shall be.
Behold the lilies in their splendor. In grace and beauty are they dressed. And yet so soon their bloom is faded. So how much more will those who look to God be blessed?
Where your treasure is, there your heart shall be. All that you possess will never set you free. Seek the things that last. Come and
fear, little delights to give you the wondrous reign of God. Give your possessions to the needy. Gain a treasure that will not fade.
Where your treasure is,
there your heart shall be.
All that you possess
will never set you free.
Seek the things that last.
Come and learn from me.
Where your treasure is, your heart shall be.
It's been such an honor and a pleasure to sing with you this week. You're just wonderful singers, for one thing, and gung-ho, willing to jump in. So here's one to jump into.
We know you can do this song that has two notes.
And that's it's the part they give to me.
It's in this little supplemental songbook. We hope some of you at least have this. The rest of you can probably follow along because it's just two notes. Really, it is. But it's the backbone of this song, which comes to us from Tanzania. Howard Olson was a Lutheran seminary professor who collected songs from neighboring villages around the seminary. And this song was a tune used by women potters who sang this as they molded and shaped clay. And then Howard used this text that begins talking about God molding and shaping us. So your part is the bold capital letters there, beginning with all anew, and it sounds like this. All anew. You just keep holding it out or until it comes around the next time. Let's try it together. All anew. Great. And then it's with your hand, by your grace, in your strength.
I'll be singing your part.
So Tom and I will take the little words, and you take the big words.
Mold me, Lord, shape me, Lord, make me according to your will. All anew, mold me, Lord, shape me, Lord, make me according to your will. All anew, my thoughts according to your will. All anew, my words according to your will. All anew, my deeds according to your will. All anew, save us, Lord, keep us, Lord, guide us according to your will. With your hand, save us, Lord, keep us, Lord, guide us according to your will. With your hand, in time of trial, guide us, Lord. With your hand, in joy and sorrow, guide us, Lord. With your hand, lest we forget you, guide us, Lord. With your hand, cleanse us, Lord, purge us, Lord, heal us according to your will. By your grace, cleanse us, Lord, purge us, Lord, heal us according to your will. By your grace, from sin and evil, heal us, Lord. By your grace, from pride and envy, heal us, Lord. By your grace, from guilt and terror, heal us, Lord. By your grace, use us, Lord, lead us, Lord, send us according to your will. In your strength, use us, Lord, lead us, Lord, send us according to your will. In your strength, to those in suffering, send us, Lord. In your strength, to those in darkness, send us, Lord. In your strength, to those unheeding, send us, Lord. In your strength, mold me, Lord, shape me, Lord, make me according to your will. All anew, mold me, Lord, shape me, Lord, make me according to your will. All anew.
Job. Good singing.
We're going to sing one for you now. and it's by our neighbor and good friend Ray McKeever, Lutheran troubadour.
In 1985, the bookstore manager here was Ray's wife, Judy Essman. And a couple years later, Judy got cancer, and that's when Ray wrote this song. She died a couple years later, but this song has lived on because I think it's got some hook for people. I think the text is a powerful one, especially when we feel like things aren't quite turning out the way we think that God wants them to or that we want them to. It's a song called Between the Times.
Once there was a river in the valley, water clear as crystal, casting diamonds in the sun. Now the riverbed is dry and empty, and no one knows where all the water's gone. Somewhere from the east there come the memories that weave the morning sunrise with the river's sacrifice and those who trust the movement of the centuries can still see the river flow between the times. Between the times of plenty, when the water's just a trickle in our lives, at the time that we must grieve because the words that we believe aren't coming true. What shall we do between the times? What shall we do between the times? Once there person with a voice as strong as rain and thunder carried on the wind. Now the sounds we make seem so uncertain that we wonder if we'll ever sing again. Somewhere from the north there come the memories that whisper on the breeze across the lake and in the pine, and those who trust the movement of the centuries can still hear a song to sing between the times. Between the times of plenty, when the song is just a whisper in our lives, at the time that we must grieve because the words that we believe aren't coming true. What shall we do between the times? What shall we do between the times? We will look to the west and behold the holy mountain, home to the spirit of all the people gone before. Then we're gonna put it to the test. It's the faith that we can count on, all the strength and all the wisdom, all the hope and all the vision, all the beauty that still lives in them that bid us walk this way once more. Once there was a road that led to freedom, where kindness walked with truth and peace and justice led the way. Now the people look for one to lead them, and we weep to see the children go astray. But somewhere from the south there come the memories of a land of milk and honey and the promised rainbow sign, and those who trust the movement of the centuries can still walk along the road between the times. Between the times of plenty, when freedom is imprisoned in our lives, at the time that we must grieve because the words that we believe aren't coming true. What shall we do between the times? What shall we do between the times? What shall we do between the times?
Thank you.
We love to sing psalms, as you know, and we've done quite a bit of it here. We're going to do a little different version of a psalm now that Tom's going to lead for us.
Yeah, you're going to sing... You're going to sing an unfamiliar tune in four parts in a foreign language while you move. How's that? Psalm 136. This is a setting from East Africa, and the words are up there behind us. We'll sing in the original Swahili, so let me teach you those words. Ana Fadili.
Ana Fadili.
Za milele.
Za milele.
Ana Fadili, za milele. Sounds like this. Ana fadili za milele. Try that. Ana fadili za milele. Listen one more time. Ana fadili za milele. Ana fadili za milele. Men with lower voices, you sing this. Ana fadili ana fadili za milele. Try that. Ana fadili za milele. Both parts. Ana fadili za milele. Altos? We know there's altos because we had choir. You just do what you always do, a little bit below the melody. Ana fadili za milele. Try that.
Ana fadili.
All three parts.
Ana fadili za milele.
Tenors. Ana fadili za milele. Ana fadili za milele. All four parts. One, two, here we go.
Ana fadili za milele.
Okay, now in this part of the world, when they sing like this, they don't sing often real quietly. It would be full bore guts on the floor. So let's try for twice as loud, all right? Can we try that? One, two, here we go.
Ana fadili za milele.
That's it, okay. Now, when I sing the, yes.
What does it mean?
I should say that, shouldn't I? This is like rule number one in song leading. So yesterday, those of you in class, now you know. okay. Ana fadili za milele, roughly translated, means God's love and kindness lasts forever. God's love lasts forever. That's what we're singing. And during the verses, I need you to hum four times on this note. Anna. Anna, Fadiliza Milele. Let's make it a little stronger now. Kind of more like a grunt hum. Ready? Anna. Anna, Fadiliza Milele. Okay. We're going to try to stand if you're able and just move a little bit. Just kind of back and forth like this. Just shift your weight back and forth. Just one big weaving. And we're going to start here with our four hums. Everyone's going the right way except Dan Erlander, who's going the opposite way. Ready? Here we go. Hum, hum, hum. Anna, Anna, Fadiliza Milele. Give thanks unto the Lord, for God is ever good. God is the God of gods, God is the Lord of lords. Our God alone does wonders, God made the earth and stars. God made the sun for day and moon and stars for night. God stretched a mighty arm, led Israel out of Egypt. God conquered Pharaoh's army, led Israel through the desert. God frees us from oppression, gives life to every creature. Give thanks unto the Lord, the God of earth and heaven. Anna! 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 Fadiliza Milele!
Woo! Good job!
One of my roles when we work together is to bring everybody down. Once I was in the studio and I was trying to sing like Tom, and the engineer said, no, no, do the sensitive guy thing. That's what you can do. So that's what I do. Oh, where are you guys going? You want to sing any? Yeah. It's like those dreams, you look around and everybody's left you. This is one that I actually wrote at Holden. I got a commission while I was here from a church in New Jersey. And it's one of those things that you, when someone says, I want you to write a setting of the 23rd Psalm, you just think, no. No. I mean, nobody would do that. And I tried and tried and tried setting, and then I'd take it to Vespers and they'd all go, no. So I'd write another one, next week they go, no. Finally, my wife gave me the suggestion that you turn the word shepherd into a verb, and that really helped. And it was in the winter where Tom is coming. He's coming out of the bathroom. But next to it, the doors next to those open up where they put the piano in the winter. And I remember sitting there, and I had the luxury on my day off to just sit there and have this beautiful piano. And so this is the song. And we're going to do it paperless, and I won't use the music either, so we're on the same foot. And whenever I look at you, you sing a verse.
I'm cheating.
I'll sing it once for you. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants,
beyond my fears, from death into life.
God is my shepherd, so nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life.
Gently and truth, my spirit shall sing the music of your name.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life.
Though I should wander the valley of death, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff, my comfort and my hope.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond.
You have set me a banquet of love in the face of hatred, crowning me with love beyond my power to hold.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my.
Surely your kindness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of my God forevermore.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond.
I want to make it clear that I didn't prepare this set list, so the song that's about to follow...
It's a request.
Yeah. If anybody would like to request that I not do it. I was talking about the Gospels. The Gospel of Mark, earliest Gospel written, and in Mark we see a Jesus who's on the way all the time, busy, and the disciples, at least the ones we call the 12, come off sort of like the 12 Stooges. They really don't get it. The best disciples in Mark are actually three women. The woman who touches his garment in the crowd, the Syrophoenician woman who asked Jesus to heal her daughter, and the unknown woman who anoints him at Bethany. And Jesus in each case talks about the faith of these women. And it's beautifully constructed, so around those, the disciples, the 12, just goof up and... Right in the middle of the book of Mark, in the 8th chapter, Jesus turns around, and you can see him, he stops suddenly, and they all just bump into each other like... He says, "Who do you think I am?" And they think it's a trick question, you know, they don't know. Anyway, he tells them, "We're going down to Jerusalem, and I'm going to be arrested, I'm going to suffer and die, and after 3 days, I will rise. And this is, I will be raised. And this is not the kind of thing that you would forget. If somebody said this to you, it'd make an impression. But right after this, in the ninth chapter, they go up to the top of Mount Tabor, and the disciples completely forget what Jesus has just told them, and they get lost in this mountaintop experience. Jesus took James and John and Peter high upon the mountain. They saw him wrapped in shining light, and their hearts were filled with wonder. It's so nice on the mountain of Tabor. No crosses to bear, no worries or care, and so peaceful to rest from our labors. It's so good to be here with Jesus. Oh, from up here, the Romans look tiny. From up here, all our problems look small. All the world is wondrous and shiny. It's too much to take in it all. It's so nice on the mountain of Tabor. No people in need with faces to feed. When you've had it to hear with your neighbor, it's so good to be here with Jesus. See, I told him I shouldn't do this. In these heights, I feel so inspired. Smell the air and just look at the views. We could set up camp and retire. Just kick back and write the good news. It's so nice on the mountain of Tabor. No crosses to bear, no worries or care. And so peaceful to rest from our labors. It's so good to be here with Jesus. Over there, could that be Elijah? Over there, is that Moses I see? What a lofty circle we move in. I can tell God's smiling on me. It's so nice on the mountain of Tabor. No people in need with faces to feed. When you've had it to hear with your neighbor, it's so good to be here with Jesus. So good to be here, so great to be here, so good to be here with Jesus. And Elijah with Jesus, and Moses with Jesus, and you guys with Jesus.
Oh, good. You can tell it's Thursday, you know? It's just forgetting all the words, and I'm just thinking, what's the next song? Before they do this song, I want you to see how they set me up. I do that song, then they do this one.
Yeah, we're going to bring them down this time, though, Marty. See? All's fair. Actually, this is another song by Ray McKeever, and one of the wondrous things when a composer really gets it right, like in this song, is to be able to say so much so succinctly. So here we have all of salvation history in one small song called There Was the Word. Before there was earth, or water, or sky, before there was how, or where, or why, Before there was woman, before there was man, before there was no, before there was oh yes I can, there was the Word. Then came creation, then came the fall, then came the flood, and then came the call of then came the promise, then came the land, then came captivity, then came the wilderness band, and there was the Word. And the Word became flesh, and the Word became bone, and the Word became one of our own.
Some called him Savior, some called him King, some called him the one who would change everything. Some called him Truth, some called him Grace, some called him the light to enlighten the whole human race. And there was the Word. And the Word became flesh, and the Word became bone, and the Word became one of our own. Wherever falsehood is turned into right, wherever blindness is turned into sight, wherever death is turned into birth, wherever warfare is turned into peace on this earth, there is the Word. And the Word became flesh, and the Word became bone, and the Word became one of our own. Yes, the Word became heart, and the Word became mind, and the Word became one of our kind.
Ray's going to be up here in a couple weeks with Linda Breitag, his wife, and daughter Sophie. And they're a great team of song leaders and worship leaders and musicians. So you're going to have fun if you're here in a few weeks.
Another wonderful friend songwriter that we've done a few things of this week has been Brett Hesla, another friend and colleague of ours in Bread for the Journey. Brett and I have been doing some Minnesota community singing. Looking first, we got into the historical archives of Minnesota history. Great, we have a great history museum over in St. Paul. And we started going through the microfiche of some old newspapers. I forget what tip we'd gotten about the fact that people used to sing in Minneapolis in the parks outside in the summer, starting back in like 1921. And it went through several years of park singing, and the newspaper there actually then hosted a competition to see which singing had, and I think they graded people like on how many people were there, and then pep was one of the grades, and comportment was another one. And then they put the ratings in the paper each day. But now here's the most amazing part. At some parks, there would be 300 people there singing. Then at another park, there were 1,000. Then as the summer went on, there was 5,000. By the end of the competition in Riverside Park in Minneapolis, if you know it, it's got two beautiful hills going down to a lake. They had 10,000 people singing outside. And there were so many people, they had them on each side of the hill, and they'd do kind of antiphonal singing. Like they do, my Bonnie lies over the ocean over here, and then my Bonnie lies over the sea over here. So they were singing some of those great oldies. So we got into that history, which was a lot of fun, and decided we were going to try to do some of that. Well, we've had much smaller crowds, but nonetheless... There's much more competition for people's attention these days, have you noticed? I mean, think about summer in Minnesota in the 1920s. First of all, it was probably so hot in your house, you just as soon would be outside.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, mosquitoes, except people smoked a lot. They'd have this in the reviews, too. They'd say, the cigarettes were burning on the hillside, and the people were singing, and I'm trying to figure out how you smoke and sing at the same time, but that probably kept the mosquitoes away. So we've been doing some park singing and had a wonderful time. And we've been singing some great oldies, but we've also been singing some of Brett's original compositions. One is in this little supplemental songbook that
page
you've
six.
Got here.
Page six.
Page six is the refrain of Vision of Hope. And you can just see Brett's vision right here for singing together.
There's four parts there.
Why don't you listen to a verse, and I'll bring you in on the repeat of that refrain. So just listen once, and I'll show you where to come in. Why, you ask me, do we sing together in the sweetness of a thousand voices? Butter melts like a gladness into the soul, into the soul.
Dream.
Roll. Right on page 8 there in this same little booklet. A Brett roll. Like a breakfast roll.
Brett wrote this song. I don't think I have a mic anymore, but Brett wrote this song back in the 90s, I think, as a support for those in our church that were seeking full inclusion, particularly those who are gay and lesbian. And this was sort of a theme song for a while of Lutherans Concerned and other organizations working on those issues. And it's just a fun song to sing together, and it's the only Cajun two-step that we're doing tonight. So,
saying if you've,
you
been, if
dance,
you've been sitting for too long, this would be the chance, because a little Cajun two-step. Ba-do-ba-do-ba, ba-do-ba-do-ba. Go ahead. Nice floor for dancing.
You gotta dazzle your voice on this when you sing Dazzling Bouquet. Listen to Mary sing it once.
Sounds like this. Mine is the church where everybody's welcome. I know it's true, 'cause I got through the door. Of every kind of flower. Jump in the vase, 'cause we've got space for more.
Let's try it.
Give it a whirl.
Mine is the church where everybody's welcome. I know it's true, 'cause I got through the door. We are a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower. Jump in the vase, 'cause we've got space for more.
Listen up now. Welcome here, all you 6-foot gladiolas. Come all you purple lilacs shining bright. Come let us all live together in the garden. A carnival of fragrance and delight. Here we go.
Mine is the church where everybody's welcome.
How do you know it's true?
I know it's true, 'cause I got through the door.
What are we now?
We are a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower.
Here we go.
Jump in the vase, 'cause we've got space for more.
Well, we don't simply tolerate each other. No, no. We ask and tell, we don't just turn away. We give attention to every bud and blossom. Let every face come grace the grand bouquet. 'Cause I said
mine is the church where everybody's welcome.
How do you know it's true?
I know it's true, 'cause I got through the door. We are a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower. Jump in the vase, 'cause we've got space for more.
Can you see that tiny printing? It's the same tune as the refrain. Give it a whirl. Here we go, verse 3.
Our demons keep trying to divide us. They document their lies to make them true. Today we're free from our judging and excluding.
Come on, people, just look around.
Enjoy the lovely view.
Cause I said,
mine is the church where everybody's welcome. I know it's true, cause I got through the door. We are a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower. Jump in the vase, cause we've got space for more.
Try singing it without looking.
Mine is the church where everybody's welcome.
I know it's true.
I know it's true, cause I got through the door.
What are we?
We are a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower.
Watch out, we're gonna jump in.
Jump in the vase,
cause we've got.
Jump in the vase,
cause we've got space.
Jump in the vase, cause we've got space for more.
Jump in the vase. We're going to stick to our little songbooks there. This little supplement.
Tom and Mary put this in. I've never done this song in public.
It's on page 7. Page 7.
Page 7. This isn't brand new, but I just haven't ever done it. So it'll be new to you for sure. Should we...
Do you want to say what you wrote it about or for?
This is dedicated to my grandson. Then I wrote another one for my third grandson, but I haven't written one for the second yet, so I, that's partly why I haven't done it in public.
We won't tell him.
I was doing an album on Earthkeeping, and this was part of that.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to listen to you first, huh?
You could.
Yeah.
Okay. I am a child of this planet. I live as one with the life of this earth. I am a son or a daughter of Eden. I live as one with the one who gave me birth. You want to try it? I am a child of this planet. I live as one with the life of this earth. I am a son or a daughter of Eden. I live as one with the one who gave me flowing air, breath within and without. Holy, precious gift of God. Quiet breeze and the wind's gusty shout. Holy, precious gift of God. I am a child of this planet. I live as one with the life of this earth. I am a son or a daughter of Eden. I live as one with the one who gave me birth.
Living springs and the rivers that flow.
Holy, precious gift of God.
Rains above and the waters below.
Holy, precious gift of God. I am a child of this planet. I live as one with the life of this earth. I am a son. One with the one who gave me.
All that swims, all that crawls, runs, and flies.
Holy, precious gift of God.
Every creature, a sacred surprise.
Holy, precious gift of God. I am a child of this planet. I live as one with the life of this earth. I am a son. May we treasure the life of this home as a precious gift of God for our children and children to come. Oh, a precious gift of God.
Last refrain.
We are a gift of this planet. We live as one with the life of this earth. May we be true sons and daughters of Eden and live as one with the one who gave us earth and live as one with the one who gave us earth.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, it's always nice the first time you hear other people sing something, and then they actually sing it. That's one of the this is a good place to try stuff out, because people will sing just about anything.
That's a beautiful song, Marty.
Couple more here.
We're still in the supplement on page 5.
This is a song from Argentina, written by a Methodist bishop, Federico Pagura, who during the 70s was a really strong advocate for human rights and worked in communities and across his country to fight oppression. And this song was sung in churches, and what was significant about it is before this time, one probably wouldn't have thought of singing a tango in church, because the tango was it was dance music of the working class, and before that was just European music that was sung in churches. So this takes, I think, a nice text and puts it to music of the people. And we invite you to join in on the refrain. In hope we are forever celebrating.
Christ came to enter in our journey, because he broke the silence of our sorrow, because he filled the whole world with his glory, he came to light the darkness of tomorrow, because he came a stranger, poor and lonely, because he lived proclaiming love and healing, because he fed the hopes of hungry people and brought new life to all who would receive it.
In hope we are forever celebrating. With courage in our struggles we are waiting. In trust and reassurance we are claiming. This is our song of freedom for our people.
In hope we are forever celebrating.
With courage in our struggles we are waiting.
In trust
proclaiming, this is our song. Because he drove the merchants from the temple, and he declared the evil of their doings, because he lifted every child and woman and put aside the proud and hateful people, because he bore a cross for all our sorrow and knew our every weakness and temptation, because he took the pain of condemnation, and then he died for every mortal creature. In hope we are forever celebrating, with courage in our struggles we are waiting. In trust and reassurance we are claiming, this is our song of freedom for our people. Celebrating with courage in our struggles, we are waiting. In trust and reassurance, we are claiming. This is our song. Because of victory one early morning, when he defeated death and fear and sorrow, because he moved triumphant to the future to bring the reign of God for all tomorrow. In hope we are forever celebrating, with courage in our struggle we are waiting. Trust and reassurance we are claiming, this is our song of freedom for our people. With hope we are forever celebrating, with courage in our struggles we are claiming. With trust and reassurance we are claiming, this is our song.
We just have one more song. We're going to go back into Marty's singing our prayer together to sing a song from Ghana.
I have a friend, Mark Anderson, drummer from St. Paul, raised Lutheran in Austin, Minnesota. Now he's a Buddhist priest. But he's still got Lutheran roots. I said, do you want to do an album? He said, let's do a Christmas album. So we did a Christmas album. But then we decided to do a peacemaking album. The choir earlier sang a piece called Sim Shalom that was part of it. We did a Jewish song. And this is an Islamic song. It's on page 21. And Salam Aleikum, you see the closeness between Shalom and Salam. It seems kind of ironic to me that those two words are so close together, obviously similar roots. This is a children's song, but it's in four parts, so you can do it. And so much music from places in Africa, it doesn't work if you listen to it. It breaks down completely. So it's Salam Aleikum Le.
Salam Aleikum Le.
Which simply means peace be with you. And in Islamic countries, you'd say Salam Aleikum, and they'd say Aleikum Salam, and also with you. And the only other word you have is Hoya. It's a Norwegian word that means I'm not Islamic. And you have to say it like this, Hoya.
Hoya.
You betcha. No, it's It's just, hoya, hoya. Try that. Hoya. Yeah. Only, no, no. You got to do it together. Ready? Hoya. Good. So you, I'll go. Salam alaikum.
Hoya.
Salam alaikum.
Hoya.
Salam alaikum.
Hoya,
hoya, hoya, hoya, hoya. Yeah. You got it? And each time we sing the refrain, we'll do it in Arabic, and then we'll do it in English. And when you get to world, you see where the word world is on the second line? That's not a whole note. You cut that off because we're going to go on to the hoyas.
So let's. This one's good on the feet.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's get it.
As you're comfortable. So I'll start it. Salam alaikum.
Hoya.
Salam alaikum.
Hoya.
Salam alaikum.
Hoya,
hoya, hoya, hoya, hoya. Salam alaikum.
Hoya.
Salam alaikum.
Hoya.
Salam alaikum.
Hoya,
hoya. Up to the top. Salam alaikum le. Salam alaikum le. Salam alaikum le. May salam alaikum. Now in English.
Peace.
May peace be in your heart. May peace be in your home. May peace be in your land. May peace be in our. Salam alaikum.
Hoya.
Salam alaikum.
Hoya.
Salam alaikum.
Hoya,
hoya, hoya, hoya. Salam alaikum.
Hoya.
Salam alaikum.
Hoya.
Salam alaikum.
Hoya,
hoya, hoya, hoya. Salam alaikum le. Salam alaikum le. Salam alaikum le. Salam alaikum. May peace. Your heart, may peace be in your home, may peace be in your land, may peace be in. Salam alaikum,
ya.
Salam alaikum,
ya.
Salam alaikum,
ya
ho, ya ho, ya ho, ya. Salam alaikum, salam alaikum, salam alaikum,
ya
ho, ya ho, ya. Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum le. Salam alaikum le. Salam alaikum. May peace be in your heart. May peace be in your home. May peace be in your land. May peace be in. Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum.
Hoya,
hoya, hoya, hoya, hoya.
Thank you.
This is our prayer,
thank you,
good night
thank
for
you.
Each other. And you can sit down. Before we sing it, I want to thank Holden Village and the Lilly Foundation for making it possible for us to be here. I haven't been here for 10 years, and that seems about right. every 10 years. That way I really appreciate being here. But you've been wonderful. And like I said, the first day, Holden is never the same. You step into a different river, and it feels very good here right now. So it's good to be here. And for those who've never been before, you're in for a real treat.
We're going to sing this evening prayer.
Page 25. I did a project with Susan called Turn My Heart on Brokenness and Healing, and I asked her to find some texts. And this was in the LBW, and now it is in the ELW, and your homework is to find it in the ELW. It's an ancient prayer attributed to St. Augustine. So if that is true, this prayer has been prayed for 1,600 years.
Susan would say it's a prayer with legs. But it's an evening prayer. And I can imagine as the sun passes around the earth and darkness rises up that this evening prayer has risen up for centuries. So as we pray it, I invite you to pray for anybody or anything that needs our prayers tonight. I'll sing the refrain once for you. Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep. Give your angels and saints charge over all who sleep. Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep. Give your angels and saints charge over all who sleep. Tend your ailing ones
in your love, Lord.
Rest your weary ones
in your love, Lord.
Bless your dying ones
in your love, Lord.
Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep. Give your angels and saints charge over all who sleep.
Soothe your suffering ones
in your love, Lord.
Heal afflicted ones
in your love, Lord.
Shield your joyous ones
in your love, O Lord.
Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night.
Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep. Give your angels and saints charge over.
Hold your grieving ones
in your love, Lord.
Raise your fallen ones
in your love, Lord.
Mend your broken ones
in your love, Lord.
Watch, O Lord, with all those who awake this night.
Watch, O Lord, with all
guard your little ones.
In your love, Lord.
Guide your seeking ones.
In your love, Lord.
Grant us all your peace.
In your love, Lord.
Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all. Peace.